This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where suddenly the presidential campaign seems a little bit more exciting. No one is expecting Mike Pence to win the Republican nomination. I shouldn't say no one is expecting. I suspect that Mike and Karen Pence and their immediate staff and family believe that he has a good chance to win. But generally speaking, there's an unpredictable nature to this campaign that makes almost anything possible. That is part of the theme of a Karl Rove piece in the Wall Street Journal that we will get to. But also notable today is the day after Mike Pence made what generally has been a very well-received announcement speech, which was moving, it was beautifully written, it was perfectly delivered. It moved his campaign forward, and I would be surprised if he doesn't get some kind of a bump on this particular announcement of candidacy. But he also released today his very first 2024 ad. And the title of the ad is A Weak Man Appeases a Mob. And it's really a direct comparison ad that shows images of Mike Pence looking, well, the way Mike Pence does, like sober and under control. And then President Trump images where he looks, and he's shot also sometimes in a shadowy way, and he looks deranged. And the script to the ad sounds like this. This is a clip one.
A mob shouting for him to die. And an anxious nation watching for one man to do what's right. A weak man appeases a mob. A man of courage and character stands up to them. That day, one man failed the test of leadership, while another stood tall. And since then, this so-called leader has continued to abandon our conservative principles. Now, with a woke mob trying to take away our freedom, we need a president who won't flinch, who won't try to cut deals with our values. A president with the courage and the faith to lead us through turbulent times and keep America the beacon of freedom for all mankind. Mike Pence for president. Committed to America PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And in another opening to that same ad, a slightly longer version of the ad, they have the line, a president begging him to ignore the Constitution, a mob shouting for him to die, and an anxious nation watching for one man to do what's right. A weak man appeases a mob. A man of courage and character stands up to them. That way one man failed the test of leadership while another stood tall. And since then, this so-called leader has continued to abandon our conservative principles. Now, what are they talking about there? What they are talking about is basically the position on Ukraine, where Pence is clearly taking that fight directly to President Trump and to Governor DeSantis. No, it's more than just a territorial dispute, he said. And he finds it totally unacceptable, as do I, by the way, that President Trump would even say in jest that it doesn't matter to him who wins the war between Ukraine and Russia, or would take a position which is increasingly seems to be the position that Tucker Carlson is taking, which is that it's really Russia that deserves to lose, because as Tucker Carlson said on a appearance on Twitter recently, that Zelensky is a sweaty, rat-like creature who persecutes Christians, which again has led people to wonder about the use of pretty obvious anti-Semitic tropes. But here is Pence indicating two of the dramatic contrast that he offers to his former boss, even though that was the boss who picked him, and he was a loyal vice president for almost four full years. In fact, it was very close to four full years until the very last days of the Trump presidency. This was, first of all, Pence on CNN Town Hall asked about his willingness to pardon some of the rioters from January 6th. Different answer from Trump. Listen, this is 5.2.
Would you consider pardoning any of them?
You know, on the day of January 6th, I issued a tweet demanding that people leave the Capitol and end the violence. And I said that those that failed to do that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I continue to believe that today. We cannot ever allow what happened on January 6th to happen again in the heart of our heart democracy. And I'll stand by the decisions and the due process of court in our laws. And I have no interest or no intention of pardoning those that assaulted police officers or vandalized our Capitol. They need to be answerable to the law.
Yeah, they just actually indicted and arrested a new perpetrator from January 6th whose name is Jay Johnston. He apparently is somebody who has appeared in various comedy TV shows in the past and somebody with a Hollywood background. I don't know if he's affected by the writer's strike or not. I know he's affected by what he did on January 6th, because what he did is he not only attacked police officers with sticks, but he took some bug spray, hornet and wasp spray, and sprayed it into people's eyes and faces of police officers. Wouldn't you think that one of the things that would be most basic for Republicans and for conservatives would be that you don't get pardoned, you don't get praised as heroes or patriots if you attack police officers, if you attack people who are actually protecting our Capitol building against people who are trying to defile it? This was Pence on that same venue. The town hall meeting that immediately followed his announcement of candidacy, he was asked about Russia's war on Ukraine. This is the former Vice President, Mike Pence.
Frankly, when Vladimir Putin rolled into Ukraine, the former president called him a genius. I know the difference between a genius and a war criminal. And I know who needs to win in the war in Ukraine, and it's the people fighting for their freedom and fighting to restore their national sovereignty in Ukraine. And America, it's not our war, but freedom is our fight, and we need to give the people of Ukraine the ability to fight and defend their freedom.
Again, a strong and appropriate answer, and one that differentiates Mike Pence from the leaders in the current polling. And about that polling, Karl Rove makes the case that commentators got a reality dose last month from the Washington Post chief political correspondent Dan Baltz. He detailed how state polls can often shift dramatically, citing the Des Moines Register's respected Iowa poll. It showed that late movement resulted in upset victories for people who were deemed to have no chance in 2008, 2012, and 2016 in the Iowa State Republican caucuses. How did that work? Why is that good news for Pence? We'll get to that coming up.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the new tenor of the campaign, where before the announcement of Chris Christie that he was going to be a candidate for president, and the announcement of Mike Pence, you didn't hear the other candidates, the rivals to Donald Trump, attacking President Trump with anything like the gusto with which, for instance, Trump attacked the candidate that he calls de sanctimonious. And meaning, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. And with all of that going on, there is more in terms of the reaction, particularly by Chris Christie, who was on with Jake Tapper after his announcement of candidacy. And his announcement of candidacy up in New Hampshire at St. Anselm's College was basically all about why Trump, in his belief, the belief of Governor Christie, is unworthy to be president of the United States. This is Chris Christie on CNN with Jake Tapper, clip 8.
You might have people out there who are skeptical of this because when you dropped out in 2016, you endorsed him.
Sure.
You ran his transition. You helped coach him for debates. What do you say to people who say, you know, this guy has always been this way? You just enabled him, and now you're changing your mind.
Now, look, back in 2016, Jake, it was clear to me he was going to be the nominee. I had a long relationship with him at that time, over 15 years, and I thought I could help to make him a better candidate and a better president if he won. And I didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president, and that's why I ran in the first place. Turns out I was wrong. I couldn't make him a better candidate, and I couldn't make him a better president. And he disappointed me, and he disappointed a lot of people in my party and a lot of people in this country by the way he performed. And for me, the breaking point was election night 2020, when he's out there at 2:30 in the morning claiming the election was stolen, when I knew he had no evidence to prove that. And when you undercut democracy in that way, you have forfeited the trust, in my view, to hold that office that he's now trying to regain. And so, yeah, I did all those things, and I make no apologies for them. But when I make a misjudgment, I'll admit it. And I thought I could make him better, and it wound up I couldn't. In fact, he was much worse.
Okay, the problem is it took him 4 full years to figure that out. Because he endorsed President Trump as the candidate for the Republican nomination very early in the campaign of 2016. Was actually still in 2015, I believe, when Chris Christie first endorsed him. And then he endorsed him for re-election. After he had seen Trump and his record as president of the United States for 4 full years. And then, of course, Jake Tapper asked Chris Christie the obvious question about his very feeble performance as a candidate when he, Chris Christie, ran before for president in 2016, 8 years ago. And, 6 years ago now. But, that was a campaign, not a terrific success. Why does, Christie believe that he will do better this time? Listen, this is clip 10.
In 2016, you ran, you placed 10th in Iowa, 6th in New Hampshire before getting out of the race. What is going to make this year different?
Well, the whole atmosphere is different, Jake. You know, in 2015 and 16, when we ran the first time, you had a situation where Donald Trump had no record to speak of. He had been on a TV show. I had been a private developer in New York. There was no way to really make the case against him. I think all of us, myself, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Ted Cruz, all found it very difficult to make the case because he could say whatever he wanted to say. There was no proof point to prove that he couldn't do it. So I'm going to build a wall across the entire border of Mexico, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Well, I didn't think he was going to be able to do that, physically figure out a way to do it. But how can you prove that he wouldn't? This is different. Today, we know he said he would build a wall across the entire border of Mexico. He didn't do it. About a quarter of the wall is built. He said Mexico would pay for it. We haven't gotten our first peso. And we know a lot of other things. So he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He had a Republican Congress for 2 years. Didn't get it done.
Yeah, this is, okay, fair enough point. But the point is that how then does he explain he came back in 2020 when he knew plenty about Trump and he helped Trump prepare for the debates with Joe Biden. And he could say, well, he thinks that Joe Biden would have been even worse. Fair enough. He's a Republican. That's a very Republican thing to say. But the difficulty with President Trump, I think that Mike Pence actually handled this more directly, where he said Trump's behavior on January 6th, that alone showed that he should never be trusted with public office. And he didn't just say president. He said public office. And then there was this issue with Chris Christie. He was asked about that Truth Social truth that was sent out, where it showed Chris Christie announcing his candidacy, but he was surrounded by food and he was holding a huge plate of food, more than anyone could healthfully eat. Chris Christie was shown that on CNN and asked about it. Clip four.
You know, when I saw Jake, it just renewed in my own mind what a child he is. He's a baby. Whenever you want to criticize him, in any way, that's the way he responds. And you and I are both lucky enough to be parents. And if we had a child who conducted themselves like that, we'd send them to their room, not to the White House.
Yeah.
And I think character is destiny for this country. And we've got to make a decision about what the character of the person should be who sits behind the desk in the Oval Office. And if they're going to do that kind of stuff, I mean, it doesn't even, it's so childish. It's so juvenile. He is such a spoiled baby that, you know, beyond that, what can you even say about something like that that's that ridiculous? You know, I mean, if we want to break news here today, I struggled with my weight for about 20 years, like tens of millions of Americans.
The devil, you said.
Right, exactly. So he's breaking news there. He's telling people something they don't know. In the end, for me, it's about how you perform as a person.
Yeah.
What kind of heart you have. And I'll put mine up against his any day in the week.
Okay, look, that's about as effective an answer as you can get. I love the fact that he says, breaking news, we're going to break some news here. I've been struggling with my weight for about 20 years. I think it could be even longer than that. When we come back, there's more on the campaign and some other phenomena out there, the controversies about Pride Week. A Pride event, a man is arrested for yelling Bible verses. Is it against the law to recite Bible verses aloud? Well, listen to what it sounded like in this confrontation in Pennsylvania. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's so juvenile. He is such a spoiled baby.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Forecasters say Canadian wildfire smoke in the northeast U.S. could be lifting before the end of the day. The governors of New York and New Jersey say Canadian wildfires are a sure sign of climate change.
Climate change is here, and unfortunately, this is our new reality.
We're living in an era of extreme weather, statement effect, and we're going to continue doing what we can to help do our part.
Governor Murphy and Governor Hochul, Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive Ukrainians have reportedly struck from four different directions in the Zaporizhia region. Russia's defense minister claims Russian forces are resisting and that Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops. The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody. Joram Vandersloot is en route from Peru to Alabama, where he'll face fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
Thank you, Attorney General Barr. Appreciate that. Left to your own devices. Of course, anybody has a right to recite Bible verses anywhere in the country. I mean, this is free exercise of religion. It's guaranteed by the First Amendment. The First Amendment includes free exercise of religion, and yes, it prevents the Congress of the United States and the federal government from establishing a religion. But there's an incident that took place this week as part of Pride Month. Yeah, we, let's see, how, what do we have? We have, 22 more days of Pride Month. Do you think that'll be enough? You can never have too much pride, right? Leave aside the fact that it's one of the cardinal sins. In any event, there's an incident in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is a city, it's not a town. It's, as it says here, located roughly 64 miles northwest of Philadelphia. And there was a Pride event to celebrate and consecrate Pride Month, which has been occurring all over the country. And an individual named Damon Atkins was captured on video in an altercation with police who were patrolling near the event. This was after Damon Atkins was attempting to shout a verse from the book of Corinthians in the New Testament. It sounded like this.
Guys, that's public property with respect.
Oh, I'm respecting.
That's a rather.
No, who's cheering for? Who's the people that are in hell?
So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property. Yo, God is not you. That's what I got this one.
Getting this on film.
Can I give him my bag while I stuff him?
And you're clapping. Brothers, man.
I cannot believe I'm watching this.
My name is Enrique Pastor. I'm the executive director of Grand Pride Celebration. And it is my
God bless you, brother.
I wish you all a happy Pride Month.
Well, there's Pride Month, and I don't, to the best of my knowledge, there were no arrests that was able to be resolved peacefully, but not so peaceful and not so well resolved was another event you may have heard about in Las Vegas. The headline from the news station in Las Vegas, Channel 8, Las Vegas family claims to see aliens after several report something falling from the sky. And how were the aliens described? One of the callers who called into 911 said they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 foot, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big, big eyes. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They have shiny eyes, and they're human. They're 100% not human. Oh. The news report for 8 News Now sounded like this.
Several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually we're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
The result of all of this, the Metro Police call log shows several other family members confirmed the sighting to police. The dispatcher sent 2 officers to the home to investigate. The 8 News Now investigators obtained body camera video from both of the officers. I'm so nervous right now, one officer said as he's preparing to drive to the house. I have butterflies, bro. Shaw shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard. Officers arrived at the home about a half hour after the 911 call. What did you see? One officer asked a witness. It was like a big creature. A big creature? Yes, he said. I'm not going to BS you guys, said the police officer. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too. All of this, they asked the police. This might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky? An officer asks a passenger in a passing car. I would normally discount it as probably not real, but however, seeing as one of my partners said they saw it too, the only reason I'm investigating it further. The Metro Police's investigation turned up no concrete answers as of yesterday. While initially open for several days, the department has since closed the case. The family said officials returned to the home over several days to investigate. Hey, if those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? An officer said as he walks away from the house and back to his cruiser. Representatives from nearby Creech and Nellis Air Force bases said they were not involved in the incident and suggested contacting Metro Police. A spokesman for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to questions regarding the event. The idea of 8 feet, 9 feet tall, and they were only seen by this one family because the aliens were in the backyard. So where did they go afterward? And what exactly fell from the sky? If there's more about this, we will tell you. There's more about President Biden releasing a video from the Oval Office talking about how he's going to veto, he is vetoing, a bill from Congress that put an end to his dubious debt relief, giving him $20,000 in forgiven loans to literally millions of students. The president sounded like this. This is clip three.
Folks, Republicans in Congress led an effort to pass a bill blocking my administration's plan to provide up to $10,000 in student debt relief and up to $20,000 for borrowers that received a Pell Grant. Nearly 90% of those relief dollars go to people making less than $75,000 a year. I'm not going to back down on my efforts to help tens of millions of working and middle-class families. That's why I'm going to veto this bill. And don't forget, some of the same members of Congress who want to cut student aid personally received loans to keep their small businesses afloat during the pandemic. Some of the same members of Congress who supported this bill voted for huge tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy as well. But when it comes to hardworking Americans trying to get ahead, dealing with the student debt relief, that's where they drew the line. I think it's wrong.
Okay, and he's vetoing it. His veto almost surely will be sustained. But the idea that it will actually come into being, that all that money will be forgiven, that depends on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to soon rule on Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. While he's effectively neutralized Republican-led efforts to repeal his student loan forgiveness plan through Congress, the initiative still remains at risk, and that's a good thing, it seems to me. Are we all at risk of a Kamala presidency? Should Biden be proud of that? We'll get to that issue and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
We're not having that. We're not playing that.
And not everybody thinks that Kamala Harris is a disaster. LZ Granderson, writing in the Los Angeles Times, has a piece suggesting that President Biden is making a big mistake when he doesn't boast about his first decision being correct. And part of what he's talking about is the very first decision, and certainly one of the most important decisions that any president or presidential candidate makes, is the selection of a running mate. So his basic argument is you've got to be proud of your running mate. And then he quotes Nikki Haley as having said recently that a vote for President Biden is actually a vote for President Harris, and that we shouldn't have that. The point about LZ Granderson saying that President Biden should be bragging about his choice just seems to me to make the situation worse, because people are listening to Harris. They are following her. She has some of the lowest approval ratings of any vice president ever measured. Ever measured. And the headline that he has, Kamala Harris should be an asset in Biden's campaign, no matter what Republicans say. Well, she's an asset for Republicans because she gives them an additional target. And also because when you look at Kamala Harris, when you listen to Kamala Harris, when you look at her record, for instance, on handling border issues, which she was assigned, she reminds people of another tough issue for Biden, which is his age. And that's something that Karl Rove wrote about. And say what you will about Karl Rove, and I know that there are some people who discount his analysis, but I don't. I mean, I think he's one of the most brilliant and effective commentators on American politics who are out there. And he has a column today in the Journal under the headline, Biden and Trump could both lose. And he talks about this history of Iowa caucuses. And it's very important because people have greeted the candidacy of both Chris Christie and Mike Pence saying you can't possibly win. The polling that really counts against Chris Christie is right now the most recent polls show that 60% of self-identified Republicans say they would never vote for Chris Christie. And once you have a majority of your own party saying they're never going to vote for you, you got a lot of ground to overcome. But it's a very, very surprising history of the recent Iowa caucuses on the GOP side in particular, the ones that have been competitive. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, writes Karl Rove, was at 3% in May of 2007. But he had reached 27% come November, and then he won the January 2008 caucuses with 34%. And that was when he was outspent literally by 20-1 by Mitt Romney. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum had an even later turn. He was at 4% in the Iowa poll in June 2011 and 6% in November. He won the January 2012 caucuses with 25%. A Texas Senator Ted Cruz also had a last-minute surge. In May 2015, he was at 5% in the Iowa poll and 10% in late fall. And then he won the February 2016 caucuses with 28%. And that was at a time when people were saying, oh, Trump was a sure thing. He was going to win because he was getting all the attention. And partially because he was a public figure and TV star. And people knew and liked Donald Trump more than they knew or liked Ted Cruz. And Rove writes this. He says, winning one state doesn't clinch a nomination. But similar upsets in 2024's early contest could spell doom for the current GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump. So far, he has insisted that his renomination is a foregone conclusion. If his present margin slips, or if he's beaten in an early contest, it'll be all but impossible to resurrect that sense of inevitability which he hammers at nearly every opportunity. May 24th, and then he goes into the idea that the situation is even worse for Biden. And when they say, when he says that the Biden and Trump could both lose, I think that what he's talking about is they could even lose the nominations conceivably. A May 24th Quinnipiac University poll put Mr. Biden ahead of Mr. Trump 48-46%. Among registered voters in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of Mr. Biden, 47-46. While these results point to a horse race in 2024, numbers deeper in the poll suggest Mr. Biden is in a very precarious position. By 65-32%, registered voters think Mr. Biden is too old to effectively serve another four-year term. This includes 69% of independents, 73% of whites with no college degree, 72% of men, 66% of voters 35 to 49, and 65% of those 50 to 64. Even 41% of Democrats agree that their candidate, Joe Biden, is too old to be president. So do 47% of blacks, 75% of Hispanics, and 75% of voters under 35. And you can imagine, all it takes is a few incidents like tripping over a sandbag when you're shaking hands and giving out degrees at the Air Force Academy. Similarly, in the May 22nd Fox News poll, 64% said Mr. Biden wasn't a strong leader. That stance is supported by 69% of whites, 65% of voters under 35, 75% of independents, 59% of Hispanics, and 46% of blacks. Only 64% of Democrats believe their party's nominee is a strong leader. after 2.5 years in office, what could alter that opinion before the election? Maybe an inspired response to a national crisis? It's more likely Democrats in the country will get another year and a half of watching an increasingly feeble president. This is one of those things that makes you look at the race and understand that anything, and this goes to the whole point of emphasizing Kamala Harris, that Kamala Harris should be an asset in Biden's campaign. Anything that reminds people of the feebleness, the vulnerability of Joe Biden is a real problem. A real problem for the Democratic ticket. And there's a piece by Juan Williams. I hope we'll have a chance to talk to him about it. It says, graying Republicans should be careful about saying Biden's too old to run. And he says, getting tripped up. And then he talks about the fact that there are people out there who are in politics who are even older than Joe Biden. People like Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate leader in the Republican Party, and Charles Grassley, who is, Charles Grassley is 89 years old. He's just a few months younger than Dianne Feinstein. And part of what Juan Williams talks about in his column in The Messenger is that the one group in the population that is most likely to actually participate in the election, to come out and vote, is older people. But the assumption here is that older people would be offended by the idea that Joe Biden is too old for the office. I don't think that's necessarily true. I'm not sure that older people aren't among those who most dramatically acknowledge some of the weaknesses of and challenges of old age. We'll get to more about the Pence candidacy, why he could be the one individual who can tackle both Biden and Trump. We'll get that with Henry Olson in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.